Welcome to Soulful Conversations with Najeda. I am Najeda Chaputo. I am an empowerment and confidence coach, spiritual teacher, and speaker. I am passionate about dance. As you could see, I start with a little bit of music. This song is Qui Est-ce Qui Est, and it's by Haitian artist. I am Haitian American, so it's by a fellow Haitian of mine. It's Haitian artist Jay Perry, and it's called Qui Est-ce Qui Est, Who Are You? And it's basically saying, who are you? And saying, I'm Haitian. So aside from, you know, what I'm most passionate about, which is dance, I'm also passionate about social justice, spiritual growth, making a difference, specifically empowering women and children in my homeland, Haiti. And actually, I have to say that is why I chose this artist. He gave me the permission to use his music in my videos. And I also chose him because he really represents us Haitians well. And he really makes it a point to really uplift people there. So I think, you know, for me, so I'm all about that. And I'm also passionate about, which is very much in line with my work, I'm passionate about empowering women and embracing their authentic self, sharing who they really are in order to truly make an impact. Because I believe that's how we can make an impact in the world, is by being our authentic self. As a coach, I help ambitious women who want to become influencers, women who have a story to share, women who want to make an impact through their businesses, in the make an impact and make a difference in the world through, it could be social activism or through their business, sharing their story. They have a powerful story to share. I help them find their voice, and, you know, they're struggling with finding their voice, knowing who they really are. I help them discover who they really are, find their voice, speak their truth. And as they do so, they experience ease. I mean, they experience confidence and freedom and happiness. Because if you want to be free, you have to be able to have the courage to be your authentic self. So they experience being courageous. And also, I help them uncover their mission and vision and define their values, because it's so important that we know what our core values are. So today I want to make this really short. I really wanted to talk about my own, what I have been experiencing through, I've been doing this 30-day challenge. And that's one of the things I have to say, is that I've been doing this 30-day sexy leg challenge because a friend of mine, former coworker mentioned it on Facebook, and I was like, yeah, I'll do it. That was the beginning of March. And I'm not a big person into working out. I love to dance, but working out is not my thing. I love to be outdoors. I love to walk, but working out isn't my thing. And I was like, yes, I'm totally in. Could use some sexy legs. Could be, you know, do some squats and work out my legs a lot more, which I don't do on a regular basis in terms of the squats and all of that stuff. So I have been doing it, and here's what I got. And I wanted to share this because I truly believe that it's like with all of us, we can all learn from something. For me, whether it's on my yoga mat, whether it is like, I believe that when we are open to seeing, to discovering ourselves, to being aware about who we are, to being aware about what matters to us, we can learn about ourselves in everything that we do, in everything that we've experienced, if we take the time to really do so. So here's what I got for me. And I'm making peace with it. I've always known that working out is not my thing. I got, first of all, because I had some busy weekends that I was spending much more time with friends. I was going out. I had this past weekend, I had an event Friday night. Then I had the March of For Our Lives event that I wanted to go to that I attended on Saturday. And then I was with a friend all day and the whole rest of the weekend. And it's like, so one of the things that I've gotten is that, you know what? Working out on the weekends is not something that works for me. And doing a challenge, a 30-day challenge with that doesn't work for me because I can do it, but I would have to stop my weekend. So which means for me, it would not be a 30-day straight. And I'm okay with that. Like I really, really made peace with that. And the thing is that here's the thing. Maybe it's because for me, my legs, I'm fine with them. Obviously, like I said, I'm okay. I want to make them stronger. I want to make them, have more muscles or whatever. But the thing is that it's not something that is so huge to me that I care to do it on a regular basis, 5-7 days a week. So I care to do it, for me, what I notice is that is to do it 5 days a week and maybe even not 5 days a week after this challenge. Once I'm done with the challenge, it's like, I'm going to be doing this. Maybe I'm going to say like, okay, 3 days a week, I'm going to work my legs. Because for me, it's just, it does not work. And the thing is that what I realize is the whole thing about consistency. It's not that we're doing something, because I was actually thinking about it. Why do we do challenges? We do a challenge, like for example, the 21-day meditation challenge that Oprah Winfrey and experience that, well, they used to call it challenge, now they're calling it a 21-day experience, is that you do it so you could build up a muscle and you could create a habit. Because apparently they say, although I've heard in Kundalini yoga that they say if you do something for 40 days, you're going to pick it up. And if you do something for 21 days, you're going to pick it up. I agree with it. It's just that for me, what I've realized is that for me, this is what I say. If after 21 days or 40 days or 30 days, you actually can tell if this is for you or not. And for me, I actually, when I decided to do the challenge, I said to myself, I'm going to see if this is something that's for me or it's not for me. And like I said, I realized that, okay, you know what? It was great to do the workouts. I'm still doing them. I've skipped some weekends because I got busy. And for me, I would not have it any other way, you know? And I realized that for me, I want to keep doing those exercises, but I don't want to do them 5 days a week. I don't want to do them 7 days a week, but not even 5 days a week. So the thing is I was, the other day I was sitting meditating and I realized something about me. And I've always known that, but it became in my awareness. And it's probably because I'm doing this challenge and I'm struggling with keeping up with doing it 7 days a week. I realized how my meditation practice is something that I'm very consistent about. I do not miss it. And, even if like I've had mornings, like this morning was one of those where I had to take care of something with my car, I had to get it fixed. So I wasn't gonna, and it was gonna be it was gonna be early. So even if I don't do it first thing in the morning, as soon as I can, I take those 10 to 15 minutes or 5 minutes, depending on my day, where I sit and meditate. And the thing is that it's something that I enjoy. I really am very present to the benefits, but it's something that truly resonates with me. And that's one of my things is that when I work with my clients, I often tell people, because one of the things I help my clients with as well is helping them find their spiritual practice if they're open to it. Because my spiritual practice for me has been huge in my growth. It has been huge in keeping me grounded, keeping me centered, keeping me from not losing it when during the rough times in my personal life and in my business, in my entrepreneurial journey. So I often tell people there's no cookie cutter, because sometimes we're forcing ourselves to do things that are not, that don't resonate with us. And that's what one of the things I realized is that doing a 30-day challenge and maybe even a 15-day challenge when it comes to working out would not work for me, because I don't want to work out every day. Maybe if you tell me to do it for a week, okay, I'll do it. But then really, what is going to be the benefit to it, So the thing is that I often tell people, if you're not sure about what is it that you like, what is it that resonates with you, what is it that you can do, then try something. And then after if it's not working out, if you're not, If you're not enjoying it, stop, move on to the next. And that's why, like for me, I am somebody, I meditate on my own, silence. I also have meditated, you know, I use guided meditations at times. And the thing is, there are people who struggle with meditating on their own. So they could try the guided meditation. I often recommend guided meditations in the beginning. But if that doesn't work, then maybe for that person, it could be going for a walk. Like that's a moving meditation. As long as you're really present, any activity that you do, and sometimes for me, I've even called dancing a moving meditation for me because it's one of the times that I'm really fully present. So the thing is that, you know, that's meditation. Now, even if it's a business, like I often, you know, the other day I shared on my business business page and on my Instagram business page on Facebook and Instagram is how, you know, Instagram profiles, you know, we say, oh, I'm going to do a live every day. Really? I love video, but doing a Facebook live every day is not something that, you know, it wouldn't work for me because I don't know if I want to do it every day. So it's really being realistic. Like for me, I know I love videos. I know I can do a video every other day, or I could just say, okay, you know what? I'm going to be live 3 to 4 times a week. Because that's going to work for me, you know? And the thing is that I have to tell you, here's another thing. You can sense it. Sometimes you're like not really wanting to do it, but once you get in the groove, like you enjoy it. That's another reason why you know. And I know for myself, sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want to do a video. And then I'll go and I'll just start with my life and I'll actually really be, you know, enjoying it. And sometimes I could be in a weird place or in a funk and I'll do a live video on Facebook and I'll actually, it will shift my mood. So that's the thing is that I often tell people and I realize for myself, start small. The way we get results in our lives, it's by being consistent. That's why I often tell people, if you're just starting to meditate, don't go and start and meditate for 10 minutes or 15 minutes. That's too much for somebody who's new to it. For most of us, it is too much when we're new to this. So I often say, start small. So same thing with a live. If you know you're just starting out, maybe you want to say, you know what, I'm going to go live once a week. And I think sometimes we may be thinking like I've had people say that, you know, this person says, take a minute of your time and just be. Read. Many of us don't do that. And we might be thinking, well, that's not enough. No, it's actually better if you choose to do 5 minutes of meditation, you know, like once a day for even 3 to 4 days, whatever it is that works for you, than saying, I'm going to do 15 every day. And then you might do 15 one day or struggling with it. And then the next day, or you do it for a week and after that, you're done. Or saying, I'm going to do a Facebook Live, or I'm going to do videos, I'm going to do this, you know. So it's better to start small and then you build it up. And more than anything, aside from starting small, which is very important, choose to do the things that you love. Like, I have to tell you that I enjoy walking. And at some point recently, I was like, you know what? I want to push myself because I also realized there are things that I need to push myself for because I'm all about feeling good, but I realized, okay, I need to push myself on some stuff. And one of the things that I noticed was how when I started pushing myself to jog and speed walk and jog, and I did it for one day and it was fine. And then I noticed I was struggling with it. And I said, you know what, Ajayda, why are you doing that? You know, for you, it's dancing. Dancing is what you enjoy. Dancing, like you really enjoy it. And it's a cardio. It's moving your body. It's a great workout. So I had to make peace that, okay, you know what? This is what it is. It's for me, it's dancing. So that is the thing. It's just like if somebody were to tell me, like, I know I'm not going to say, oh, I'm going to write 5 blogs a week or even two blogs a week. For me, because writing is not really my thing. I write many times because, yeah, sometimes I feel inspired to do so. And I have my email list. So they usually hear from me, you know, they hear from me every week, sometimes twice a week. but really writing is not my thing. I'm more of a speaking and video person. So I know I've chosen to incorporate more videos in my business. I do more live streams. And I've also, I'm looking to speak on stages. I love doing masterclasses. I want to do more workshops. I want to have speaking engagements because speaking is my thing. So this is the thing. What I want to share with you that I've gotten is that in order for us to have the results that we're seeking in our lives, we need to first choose the things that we love. And then we also need to be consistent. And in order to be consistent, we need to be realistic when we're starting. It's better to start small and build it up than to start, because that's how we set ourselves up for failure, you know? So if I were to say, you know what? Oh yeah, I'm going to do, four workshops, five workshops per month. And then I might realize, well, this is actually a bit much for me. You know what? Maybe I need to start saying I'm going to do one or two. And then if anything, if I feel like, okay, and maybe I might just leave it as that, because the thing is that it's when you put, you have all this, you put these pressure on yourself. And here's the thing. When we say we're going to do something and we don't do it, we tend to beat ourselves up. We tend to judge ourselves. And that's when also we're not getting the results that we're seeking. So choose to do what you love. When you're doing something, especially something new, pay attention to how you feel. Be able to differentiate, okay, do I need to like really keep going? I just have to push myself. Or is it that this just doesn't really resonate with me? And really be open to being aware and really get to know who you are and what works for you, what resonates for you, what doesn't work for you. And also embrace your journey, embrace where you're at. Like I have to tell you, for me, it took me a while to really embrace that the fact that I don't like to work out, or I'm not somebody who's big on writing. So I've had to be, and it's okay because, hey, I love to dance. That's my workout, I don't want to do those leg exercises 7 days a week. I want to do them. I'm going to finish the challenge because I'm going to do it. I'm not a quitter. I realize weekends are not working for me. I'm not going to give myself, I'm not going to be like, oh my God. So I just decided to do that. So that is the thing, is that be gentle with yourself. Be mindful, be present, choose to be aware so you know what resonates with you. Choose the things that you love and start small. And really embrace your journey. Be gentle with yourself and love yourself. That's the quick message. Actually, I don't know, it wasn't as quick as I thought it was gonna be, but it is shortest to what I've shared in the past at times. So I'm looking forward to sharing a brand new episode. Actually, you are gonna see a new episode from me next week, although it's I said it would be every other week, but next week I am gonna have an episode because it's gonna be the anniversary. But I think I'm gonna share it on Friday, April 6th, instead of the April 5th, which is Thursday, because Friday, April 6th, will be my 1 year anniversary since I started my podcast, Soulful Conversations with Najeda. So I'm very, very excited about this. So you are going to get another episode from me next week, aside just this time around, because I really wanted to share an episode on that particular day. So if you enjoy this and you're listening to me through Apple Podcasts, I'm inviting you to visit my web. First of all, leave me a review, subscribe, share it with people. I think most of us, could benefit from this message. No matter, you can use it for whatever. Maybe I use workout, I use meditation, I use business stuff like lives and workshops, but I think it can be used for anything in our lives that we want to incorporate, that we want to do more of, that we want to see how we feel about it. And visit my website, www.lovelikecoaching.com. You can also, if you want and really enjoy this, you don't want to miss any episode when they come out. And if you don't want to miss next week's special episode, or you don't want to miss any other ones of the bi-weekly episodes that I share, below the video, a little bit further, you'll see a little bit down there, subscribe to my email list, which you put your name, your email address when you subscribe. And those of you who are listening to me on my website, you will see this. You know, you could subscribe to my email list so you don't miss any episodes. You can, you know, put in your name, your email address. You'll get that. In addition to that, you'll get my free gift. Once you confirm your subscription, you'll get my free gift, which is my 7 questions to help you reconnect with yourself and have an aligned message in your business. Now, just so you know, if you don't have a business, because I don't work with people with business only, this is a lot more. It's not very much a lot of business related. It's more about reconnecting with yourself, figuring out what you love, what you're passionate about, what you stand for, your values. So you will definitely benefit from that. And then also every week on Tuesday, you get an email from me in the form of a regular email, you know, inspiration tips to email, or it could be a blog post, or it could be a video. And those of you listening to me on my website, leave me a comment before the video. Tell me what resonated with you. What did you get from this? Tell me for you, how have you become aware? Maybe you've gone through similar paths, similar challenges. I'd love to hear from you. So thank you all for joining me. And until next time, love and light. Again, this is from Jay Perry. Okay, bye. Love and light to you all.